Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 334. And we're going to start off with some hiring news from Woods of Terror Haunted Attraction in Greensboro, North Carolina. We're now hiring a security team. We're looking for reliable, alert, and no-nonsense individuals to join our security team this season. Your job is to keep our guests safe, our actors protected, and the screams under control. You must be able to stay calm under pressure, handle large crowds, enforce rules with confidence, and work nights and weekends. Note, this is not your average job. This is the front line of fear. You can apply at woods-of-terror.cython.io. We have some more hiring news. This from Rock Candy Tours in Macon, Georgia. We're hiring a director of paranormal affairs in Macon. We're looking for someone to lead guests through the stories that don't quite stay buried. This role is equal parts storyteller, historian, and empath, guiding visitors through Macon's darker history, unexplained moments, and lingering legends. Late nights, historic streets, and guests who swear they just heard something? That's all part of the experience. No ghost hunting experience is required, but we won't rule it out. Reach out to Rock Candy Tours in Macon at their Facebook page, facebook.com/rockcandytours, for more information. We have an update from Spooky Empire coming to Orlando, Florida. We are thrilled to welcome Emma Lee Cullum to Spooky Empire this May to join our very dairy lineup. Emma Lee portrayed Little Periwinkle in the series It, Welcome to Derry, and will be joining the rest of the cast. Emma Lee also has one of the first Funko Pops to be released for the series. Meet Emma Lee Cullum and so many more at Spooky Empire May 29th through the 31st at the DoubleTree Orlando Theme Park Resort. Tickets, VIP packages, and hotel rooms are available, but they're moving fast. Get them while you can. More info and those tickets are at SpookyEmpire.com. We have an update from FrankenCon coming to Alcoa, Tennessee. Enter the writer's lair at FrankenCon, because behind every monster, every scream, and every nightmare you can't shake, there's a writer who dreamed it up first. This year at FrankenCon, we're bringing together a killer lineup of authors, storytellers, and publishers who don't just write horror, they live it. These are the minds crafting the stories you'll be talking about long after the lights go out. These aren't just booths, they're gateways into new worlds. They're where your next favorite author is waiting. They're where stories are signed, shared, and brought to life. Come talk with them, discover something new, get your book signed, and support the creators who keep horror alive page by page. Because at FrankenCon, the real monsters start in ink. Get more information at FrankenConTN.com. And as an aside, you might hear a little more about FrankenCon later in this broadcast, so stay tuned. We have some information from Caulfield's Creep Fest in Louisville, Kentucky. Mark your calendars. Caulfield's Creep Fest returns August 8th and 9th, featuring 2 days of spooky vendors, haunts, creepy art, costumes, collectibles, and all the strange and unusual things you expect from Caulfield's. More details are coming soon, but for now, save the date and start counting the days. Keep up with more updates at Caulfields.com. That's CAUFIELDS.com. Staying in Louisville, Kentucky, we have this news from Waverly Hills Haunted Attraction in Louisville. Waverly Hills Sanatorium is looking for scare actors for the upcoming fall haunt season. Not everyone makes it. You'll be working in dark hallways, thick fog, screams, and strobe lights in full costume and character for hours. You might be crawling through tight spaces, whispering in someone's ear from the shadows, or unleashing a scream that stops people in their tracks and becoming part of the nightmare inside of one of America's most infamous locations. No experience is required, but you must commit to the character. You must be 18 by opening night, and if you think you got what it takes, email hauntwaverlyhills@gmail.com with the subject line Scare Actor Position. Include your full name, phone number, and any acting or haunt experience. Most people walk through Waverly terrified, but only a few get to be the reason why. Continuing the hiring news, we have this from the Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati. We're halfway to Halloween, and the countdown is officially on. Opening night is September 11th, and we're building our biggest season yet. We're now hiring for actors, concessions, security, parking crew, makeup artist, a donut master, and more. Want to be part of one of the most legendary haunt seasons in Cincinnati? This is your chance to join the team that brings your screams to life. Apply now at the-dent-schoolhouse.scython.io. The halls are waking up, but are you ready? We have this update from Athens Scream Park in Athens, Ohio. We're looking for actors to keep the screams going late into the night. Do you love all things spooky? We're looking for reliable people to bring the scares to life this season. No experience is needed. Visit AthensScreamPark.com or their Facebook page for more details. We have this from the Twisted Crypt Haunted House in Rockford, Illinois. Zazz cordially invites you to join them on Saturday, June 20th for Twisted Summer, with food trucks, vendors, music, photo ops, and Twisted Crypt Haunted House. They'll be open for you to experience. The family will be honoring Zazz and his circus history, so join them as they celebrate the traveling circus of old and the freaks that made the show spectacular. Tickets are on sale now, and limited quantities are available for this one-night event. Get more information at facebook.com/twistedcrypt. We have this from Screams in the Dark Haunted Attraction in Kalkaska, Michigan. Want to earn some cash while scaring the yell out of people? We're hiring for the upcoming season, up to $150 per weekend for those able to commit to the schedule. We're looking for scare actors and support staff. It's simple, just go to screams-in-the-dark.scython.io, fill out the application, answer a few questions, and you'll be added to their hiring list. They'll send out an email sometime in June or July for their first hiring event, and you will need to attend the event for an interview before they actually hire you. We have an update from the Texas Frightmare Weekend coming to Irving, Texas. Texas Frightmare Weekend is proud to welcome Stephen Dorth to their 20th anniversary celebration for his first ever Texas convention appearance, happening May 22nd through the 24th at the Irving Convention Center. Stephen Dorth became a true fan favorite across horror, cult, classics, and crime dramas as the iconic Deacon Frost in Blade, one of the most memorable villains in comic book film history. He first made his mark at a young age in the cult horror classic The Gate and went on to star in fan favorite titles like Leatherface, Judgment Night, and Cecil B. Demented. Whether you know him from horror, action, or prestige television, this is your chance to meet Stephen Dorff in person all weekend long as they celebrate 20 years of Texas Frightmare Weekend. Tickets are available now at tfw.rip. We have this update from Hauntmare Expo coming to Fresno, California. Actress Katie Sarif is best known to horror fans as Daniela Rios in Annabelle Comes Home, where her character's curiosity unleashes the terrifying artifacts inside the Warren's infamous occult museum. As part of the legendary Conjuring universe, her performance helped bring one of the franchise's most chilling chapters to life. Katie has also appeared in the supernatural thriller So Cold the River, along with roles in fan-favorite series such as Supernatural and others. Katie Sarif will be appearing at Hauntmare Expo and will be available for meet and greets, autographs, and photo ops. Happening July 18th and 19th at the Fresno Fairgrounds. Tickets are available now at hauntmare.com. We have an update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. Midsummer Scream is honored to welcome the multi-talented David Arquette to the Long Beach Convention Center this August. Known to the horror world as the heart and soul of the Scream franchise, David's portrayal of the lovable and resilient Dewey Riley has made him a cornerstone of the genre for three decades. From his beginnings as a wide-eyed deputy in Woodsboro to his status as a legendary survivor, David's work has left an indelible mark on cinematic history. Beyond the Scream legacy, horror fans recognize his work in cult favorites like Ravenous, Eight-Legged Freaks, Bone Tomahawk, and The Tripper, which he also directed. He even captured the hearts of the wrestling world in the acclaimed documentary, You Cannot Kill David Arquette, proving that he's truly one of the most versatile and fearless figures in the entertainment industry today. Join us in welcoming David to Long Beach for autographs and photo ops. Professional photo ops are on sale soon. Happening at the Long Beach Convention Center August 7th through the 9th, David is appearing all 3 days. Get passes and more information at midsummerscream.com. And finally, we have this from Freaks at the Beach Market coming to Ocean Shores, Washington. Freaks at the Beach is coming back to the Ocean Shores Convention Center June 13th and 14th from 10 to 5 p.m. This is our 9th year at the beach. The event is a freak show slash demented circus theme, so come in costume or not, you can count on our vendors cosplaying fun freak show themed attire and decorating their spaces to transport you back to an old-time freak show while you gaze at the oddities and wonders that they bring to you. This year stands to be our weirdest yet, but don't worry, we'll also have the Boutiques at the Beach vendors in a separate part of the convention center that are a little more bougie and pink and might appeal more to those friends and family members that are more Enid than Wednesday. If you know, you know. More information can be found at their Facebook page, facebook.com/urbanunglued.
That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are heading through the springtime, heading into the summertime. Lots of things going on. Lots of hiring news, as you just heard. Lots of halfway to Halloween and Summerween things going on. But let's not forget that there are an awful lot of cool,
large and small horror cons happening all over the country almost every weekend out of the year. But I am talking about FrankenCon. We have mentioned it on the show before. We've been to FrankenCon at least once, and they are entering their fifth year of fear. Haha. And we wanted to talk about some stuff that's going on down in Alcoa, Tennessee that particular weekend, because FrankenCon is going to be bigger and better than ever. I've got organizer Richard Ewell with me. Richard, good to talk to you again, sir.
Thank you so much for having me back on, Drew. It's great to be on the show.
I know we haven't spoken in a good long time, but in the meantime, you have been rather busy. I have noticed that you have posted a lot of information about FrankenCon coming up in just about 6 weeks. But you have been very busy on the social medias with new guest announcements, all sorts of really cool stuff going on. So I want to go ahead and just throw out the fact that you are bringing in a number of my favorite scream queens from the 1980s and 90s to come out. Most of them are there for the very first time. Tell us who some of the guests are, especially the scream queens, because, you know, hey. And lots of cool stuff going on. Who are some of the people coming to FrankenCon this year?
All right, so we've got Lynnea Quigley, who, of course, Return of the Living Dead, and a host of other movies of our childhood, or teenage years.
That's a good way of putting
it. Michelle Bauer from Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers, Brink Stevens. Of course, all three of those ladies are in one of my favorites when I was growing up, Sorority Babes and the song
Bolarama. Yep. Absolute cult classic.
Yeah, absolutely. I still love it. Somebody else we've got coming in that I'm very excited about in the Scream Queen category would be Miss Amelia Kincaid, obviously from Night of the Demons, and joining Linnea, who was also in that movie.
Absolutely.
So I've worked on trying to get her for the past 3 years, and I'm finally excited to have her join us.
Well, speaking of cult films, I understand, let's just say, trauma films is going to be represented coming down to FrankenCon this year.
Yeah, we've got a Toxic Avenger reunion with Mark Torgel, who played Melvin the Bot Boy, Gary Schneider, who played Bozo, and Mitch Cohen, who just started doing cons, and he was the suit actor of Toxie himself. And along with them, we have a VIP screening, also a separate ticketed event on Friday, June 26th. It's a screening of the Toxic Avenger with live cast commentary from all three gentlemen. So it's like a DVD commentary, but live, and a lot of fun.
I will give you a fun fact of the day. Mark Torgel, I actually represented Mark Torgel for about a year. Many years ago, I got him into several conventions and some events and things, and that was a lot of fun. He's a super, super nice guy. If you've never met him before, he is one of the very, very nice guys out there. Loves meeting his fans and does these shows when he can, and this is a great opportunity for people who are big into the Toxic Avenger to come out and meet him. The other two I have not met, but he is an absolute pleasure to hang around with. So you scored
all
big.
All three have been great to work with, and they're very nice and have done great things for us already.
And you've got some returning people. I believe, was it Brian Brashear is back?
Brian Bremer.
Bremer, sorry.
Yeah. No, you're fine. Brian Bremer is back for his fifth year in a row.
My goodness.
This time with us.
He's joined He's joined the Five Club. You need to get him like a smoking jacket with a big five on it now.
We do have some plans, secret plans for him. Brian's a great guy. If you haven't met him, you have to meet him. He's from Pumpkinhead. He played Bunt. He's from Society. He played Pino in Silent Night, Deadly Night, Part 5, The Toy Maker. He's also in Spontaneous Combustion, which is an underrated movie.
Excellent. Any special breaking news, any guests that you're getting ready to reveal and may not have yet done so that are confirmed?
Not really. I mean, we kind of finished up with the guests, but we did recently make an announcement that kind of ties into some things we're talking about. Director Donald Farmer is our latest guest that we haven't really highlighted a whole lot. Donald is a notorious director of Red Lips. He also did the Scream Dream back in the day. Mm-hmm. Also Savage Vengeance, which is a kind of hidden sequel to I Spit on Your Grave, who we also actually have Camille Keaton coming from I Spit on Your Grave. So the two are both from that Savage Vengeance movie. I'm very excited to have Donald back, but he's not coming alone. He is bringing the world premiere of his latest venture called Scream Queen Weenie Roast. And that is going to be a world premiere on June 25th. It is the Thursday night before FrankenCon. It's a completely free show. It's at the Hilton, Knoxville Airport. You don't have to have, you don't even have to have a FrankenCon ticket. You just show up to the hotel, watch the movie. Jessa Jupiter Flux is going to host it. She's the star, one of the stars of the movie. We're also going to have several people that were in the movie, and Donald will be there to co-host that event as well. Free hot dogs, Drew, while supplies last.
Oh my goodness.
That's very exciting.
I was going to ask you about the Thursday night event, but the weenie roast with free hot dogs and several people from the movie. This is a great prequel to the con itself. I like this.
Yeah, and the movie's not going to be out for a while, from my knowledge. So this will be a chance to see a movie before anybody else.
So besides the celebrities, I am assuming you have a wide range of vendors that will be vending again at the Hilton?
Oh, absolutely. We love physical media, as you know. So we will have The Dungeon at Southland. They're a great VHS physical media store. We'll have Grindhouse, which just recently reopened in Knoxville, and they're a great physical media place as well. Unfortunately, our main sponsor, Orbit DVD, they're in Asheville, North Carolina. They also have a great website, orbitdvd.com. They will not be vending like they normally do, so we're sad about that, but you can still visit their website, get some great deals. We have Severn Films and TerrorVision coming as well. So very excited to have those two major players in the physical media game at FrankenCon. We also have some returning vendors such as Nevermore Dark, who does the great skull candles. We have Jason Shepherd Artworks. We have Terrence Muncy with his great artwork will be back. We have a few toy vendors. If you need that NECA figure or, you know, the Trick or Treat Studios toys, we've got you covered with Utopia, Werewolves of London, and I believe Zach's Toy Shop, Toy Shack is another vendor at the show. We also have a lot of homemade stuff. I know there's going to be a vendor there that has two spots with nothing but gothic dolls. So creepy homemade gothic dolls, if that's your vibe. We will have some of those there. And just very proud of the vendors that we have lined up. Some returning, some new ones. A lot of new ones, actually.
It just sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Get out there and maybe grab a Funko Pop and have maybe one of the guests, and they can come sign it or some of the other things out there. You know, it's a great time to do a little shopping, get out there, meet some celebrities, and of course you don't have to come just dressed in regular clothes. I'm assuming that you can cosplay, come as your favorite character. Will there be a costume contest or anything, or will people be encouraged to dress up in all sorts of their spooky finery as they attend the show.
Oh, yeah, we always encourage costumes. We love seeing them. On Saturday, we have our cosplay contest. You just sign up in at the table starting on Saturday morning. And then the contest happens Saturday afternoon. I can't remember the exact time, but somewhere around the 3-4 o'clock hour. Also, piggybacking off the cosplay contest this year, our friends at CreepyCon are hosting and letting us host a Scream Queen contest where you can get up on stage and shrill and shriek and give us your best Scream Queen like scream. Oh, so that's something fun that we're adding to the end of the cosplay contest.
I was a judge for a Scream Queen contest at CreepyCon a number of years ago, so that's
nice.
That is a fun and very loud event, so bring your earplugs if you're going to get especially right up on the stage. Is there going to be like a separate kids costume contest or anything for the kids if their parents are dragging them there to the show?
Oh yeah, we do love having the kids there. We do a thing called Franken Kids, so 12 and under are free to the show. We also have a coloring corner and kind of an arts and crafts area that the kids can go to and hang out. And then the kids can enter the cosplay contest. It takes place during the regular, you know, we have one cosplay contest, but we do have a kids section. So we love seeing costumes of all ages, and especially the kids, and we want the kids to have as much fun as the adults. So,
well, it sounds like that's going to be just a blast. Once the doors close on Saturday, the show floor closes on Saturday, is there anything quote-unquote official happening after hours? Maybe not even Saturday, maybe Friday. I know you've got the Thursday Weenie Roast movie film premiere, but is there after-hours official events going on Friday and or Saturday?
So on Friday night, doors close at 9. Our Toxic Avenger screening starts at 8. It will end at 10. So at 9, when the vendor hall closes, you can go grab maybe a late dinner. And then at 10 o'clock, you can head back to our Watchtower, we call it, and it's where we have all of our media, and you can watch Severn Films Presents Nightmare from 1981, also known as Nightmares in a Deranged Brain, I think.
Okay.
I believe that's the other title it goes by, but that's our Friday night late night movie, so that's from 10 to 11, 10 to midnight. And on Saturday, your general admission ticket gets you entertainment from 11 a.m. till midnight. So once the doors close at 7 p.m., you get the Franken Film Fest, which is always a hit. It's our short film fest where we show mock trailers and all sorts of other things from 12 minutes and under. And then at 9 o'clock, we will have an up-all-night slumber party from 9 till 10. And then at 10 o'clock, the thing I'm probably most excited about, honestly, because Brian Bremer is such a good friend, and I know people have been begging for this for years, Drew. We have Brian Bremer's Karaoke of Madness. So from 10 to midnight, we're going to close out Saturday with some spooky karaoke and just lots of fun and laughs and just a good time on Saturday night.
The fact you didn't call it scary oaky is just such a missed opportunity here, bud. But
I mean, it's been done. other cons do
that. Is
it.
True.
I like the
cliche.
Karaoke of madness.
I do like that. Well, it sounds like it's just going to be an incredibly fun weekend. Once again, it is June 26th through the 28th at the Hilton Knoxville Airport. Technically, that's Alcoa, Tennessee, but you literally can fly into Knoxville, walk across the street, and there's the hotel.
So, yeah, it's just a short breezeway. It's great.
Absolutely.
Not even the street. It's It's awesome.
And it's very convenient to get to off of I-75 or I-40. So if you're passing through Knoxville in that area, you know, go stop at Bucky's in Sevierville and get
a
sandwich and some beaver nuggets and head down to Alcoa for FrankenCon 2026, happening at once again June 26th through the 28th, with the pre-party on the 25th. Well, shall I say pre-movie screen party, which is absolutely free to the public. Where can people get tickets? Where can people get more information, see the guest list, check out the Q&As, the class, the schedules of all the events going on, all the cool things with websites and social media so they can get down and check out FrankenCon?
Yeah, so FrankenConTN.com is the website, so that's FrankenCon. And then TN, like Tennessee.com, and you can also use that for all of our socials, except for TikTok. So TikTok, it's just FrankenCon. But everything else is FrankenConTN, and Facebook is a great place. Our Instagram has gotten very popular this year. I'm not sure why, but it's great. I do like Instagram a lot. So a lot of people follow in our Instagram, and that's where we get a lot of traction at right now. Also, something very special for this year is we kind of have our own app. What you can do is you can go to Google Play Store or your Apple, and you can download the app called Con-Track. And once you download that, you'll start it up and you can look for FrankenCon. There'll be a list of other cons. And then you'll just look for FrankenCon, click on it, and it'll open up basically our own app. Oh, and at the bottom, you can look at guests and schedules and everything. So that's downloading Con-Track. And then just look for FrankenCon, and that will be something we will use the weekend of. We will show people how to use it. We will help people download it, stuff like that. It's going to be a great tool to have the entire weekend of the con. And the best part is you don't even have to have internet to use the app, and it'll still up. We can update the schedule if anything changes and things like that. You can also see the guest list on there, and we also have some autograph and photo prices as well.
Very nice. Now, one thing I almost forgot to mention, we mentioned it in the news, you have something new this year called the Writer's Lair. What is the Writer's Lair at FrankenCon?
Well, it's basically my fancy term for just these wonderful authors that we have coming. We just have some, I'm very blessed to just know some writers and just had some of these writers come out of the woodwork and want to attend FrankenCon. So we have Brad Hilton, we have Robert Essig. Those are, well, Brad's not necessarily local anymore, but he was. I still count him as local. Robert Essig is very local to the area, so I'm very proud to have him. But we also have Russell James. And if you don't know Russell James, his stuff is really cool. He does like creature feature, like adventure stories. They're like something you would read or watch on a Saturday afternoon. We have Silver Bullet Books and BW Bloodlust. Also, Angel Haven Romances, if you like your horror mixed in with some romance there. So we have some great publishing companies and authors, and also this cool company, they're local as well. I love my local people, called Rustic Pages, and they have like book related crafts, but they also do these blind books, like they call them like blind dates books, and I don't know, it's kind of a new thing where they wrap up a book like and you don't know what you're buying, but they tell you what the genre is, and she just does a beautiful job. I'm doing a terrible job explaining it, but she does a beautiful job on what she does, so I'm very excited to have her there as well. So it's just going to be, they're going to be very cool to have at the con. And so if you're a reader, you know a reader, or you like supporting self-published authors, this is your big opportunity to do that.
So it you know, if you like books, and I devour books, like, you know, several a month if I can, I am so looking forward to this. Are VIP tickets available? Are you almost sold out of those? And how are the hotel rooms? Is the Hilton filling up pretty fast?
So we just did release a new block of rooms for the hotel. So you should be able to go on frankincontn.com, click on hotel, and book your room that way. You can do that until May 26th. After that, you have to go to the you have to call them. Like it's 1984, and you have to call them, ask them if there's any FrankenCon rooms, and then they go from that. But they always shut the room block down a month before the con. So so May 26th is the last day to book online. After that, you'll have to call the hotel, tell them you're with FrankenCon, and they'll get you that room rate if there's any rooms. But if you think you want to go, just book your room now, and you'll take care of that. And VIP passes are available. We have we have 20 left, so not too many. So if you want to get in on that VIP screening of Toxic Avenger and get in before everybody else, you and our swag bags this year, Drew, we made a mistake last year. We own our mistakes, and last year our swag bags were not great. This year our swag bags are great. You get a lot of stuff. You get we've got comic books going to be put in. We've got trading cards. We've got all sorts of really cool stuff to put in these things. And there's a lot more. You can go on the website, and I've got a list of everything that comes with. We've even done enamel pens this year. So we've done it twice before. We didn't do it last year. We went back to it, and we've got these great enamel pens of our logo, and they're not the cheap old, you know, old pens with a logo on the back or anything. These are really handcrafted pens.
Very nice. Well, I can't wait to check this out. It looks like you might have a particular website down there covering the show. We shall see. But once again, folks, June 26th through the 28th in Alcoa, Tennessee at the Knoxville Hilton Airport, literally across the street from the airport in Knoxville, Tennessee. Richard Ewell is the organizer, and I want to thank you again very much for allowing us to come and talk to you here for the show. And we certainly look forward to seeing you in Tennessee in just a few weeks.
Yeah, Drew, thank you for all your support. You guys always support us every year, and I'm very appreciative of that. And, I hope you can make it up, and just thank you for all the support.
Once again, folks, FrankenConTN.com. Check them out on all the socials, and we'll see you, hopefully, in Knoxville, Tennessee, June 26th through the 28th. My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.